Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about an old wives' tale. We're going to try to dispel one. In comments to my videos and emails I get, people have often said things like, you know, if you don't want the police searching your car and finding something in there, just stick it in an envelope, seal it, and address it to yourself, and that way it becomes mail, and they can't interfere with mail. That's a federal offense. And people are just kind of mixing and matching a couple different concepts there, but that's just not true. And that popped up several times in the discussion under the civil asset forfeiture videos I've done, where people have said, if you want to travel with cash, just stick it in an envelope, address it yourself, seal it, put a stamp on it, and the police can't touch it, they can't open it, they can't take it from you, because that's a federal offense if they do that. And of course it's not, but people like to believe stuff like that. So, you know, I understand where this comes from, kind of, because people have you know, been told by me, for instance, that damaging a mailbox is a federal offense. If you take a baseball bat to someone's mailbox and it's the actual mailbox that they get their mail in, technically speaking, that's a federal offense because you're damaging something that has to do with the U.S. mails. But the question then becomes, what are the U.S. mails, or what does it mean to be U.S. mail? Okay, and this is where it all falls apart. So I've asked people before, show me the statute that says that you can seal something in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and no one else can touch it. Show me the statute. And they say, oh, I heard about a guy who did it, and I'm pretty sure it's a federal law somewhere, and it's the post office, and you should know, you're an attorney. And I had someone recently tell me that a friend of theirs got off because the police opened an envelope that he had addressed to himself, and when the judge heard that, he went nuts and threw the case out. And I said, well, you know, was this in federal court? Because only federal courts would have jurisdiction over a mail issue. But so trying to disprove the negatives is always difficult, but I'm here to tell you that the code sections of the United States Code, it's federal law, addressing U.S. mail comes to us from Section 18 of the USCs. So if you want to look this up, it's 18 USC Code Section 1701 or Code Section 1702. And 1701 is obstruction of mails generally. And it says, whoever knowingly and willfully obstructs or retards the passage of the mail or any carrier or conveyance carrying the mail shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 6 months or both. So if you go out and tackle the mailman and it's your goal to keep the mailman from doing his or her job, despite the sleet, rain, snow, and et cetera, you could be fined or imprisoned for at least this 6 months along with anything else, because it's a federal offense to knowingly obstruct the mails generally. Now, of course, the question becomes, what about the correspondence and the letters themselves? Okay. And so notice that the first one does say the passage of the mail or a carrier. So theoretically, if you blocked a mail truck, okay, or if you grabbed the mail bag and ran off with it, you are therefore obstructing or retarding the passage of the mail. So those things address that. But then the other question is, what about the actual envelopes themselves? That's 1702 of 18 USC. Whoever takes any letter, postal card, or package out of any post office or any authorized depository for mail matter, or from any letter or mail carrier, or which has been in any post office or authorized depository, or in the custody of any letter or mail carrier, before it has been delivered to the person to whom it was directed, with design to obstruct the correspondence, or to pry into the business or secrets of another, or opens, secretes, embezzles, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. And the first thing I'll point out to you is it doesn't say, by the way, if you find anything there, it's not admissible in court. It just says you'll be fined for doing it. So that's the first thing. But second of all, notice that this is only triggered if the letter, the postal card, or the package has actually entered the stream of mail. So it talks about the post office authorized depositories, which could be a mailbox in the old style where they have a mailbox in the corner. You walk up, stick your mail into the mailbox, okay? It is now into the purview of the Postal Service. It's entered their custody, okay? But as you're walking towards the mailbox with the thing, it is not yet in a post office or any authorized depository. It's not in a letter carrier's possession, and it has not been in a post office. So what you have to imagine is that there's a time frame for mail. So you're sitting at home and you're writing a letter longhand to your Aunt Gertrude, trying to explain to her how happy you are with the gift she gave you for your birthday. And you're using a quill pen and you're writing beautiful, almost like calligraphy, on an oversized piece of paper so you can fold it up into a folio and fold it this way and stick it in an envelope. And you might even throw some like sprigs of things in there to make it smell better, assuming that's not a federal offense. And you seal the envelope and you address it in longhand and you stick a thing up in the corner to show who it came from. And you put a stamp on it, okay? And you put it on your desk, okay? At that moment in time, it is not mail. It is not mail because it has not yet entered any authorized depository for mail. It has not entered the possession of a mail carrier or a letter carrier. It has not been in any post office. It's not been in any authorized depository. And it's not been in the custody of any letter or mail carrier. And it certainly hasn't been delivered yet. It's not mail. It is potential mail. It is future mail. It is going to be mail. Okay, it is someday mail, but it's not mail yet. Okay, so let's suppose that you put that on your desk and you walked out of the room and your neighbor, Nosy Nelly, comes by and looks, I wonder what this letter's all about. Yeah. Opens the letter up, reads it. Okay, now you come running in. Oh my gosh, you've opened my mail. Okay, call the feds. See what they say. It's not a violation of the law. It wasn't mail yet, but I put a stamp on it. I spent 50 or 55 cents, depending on when this was, and that made it mail. No, that doesn't make it mail. That means that you simply put a stamp on an envelope. It wasn't mail yet, okay? And this all makes complete sense because the purpose of these statutes is to protect the mail system. The mail system is what happens to the letter when it leaves your possession and enters the possession of the post office. The post office does this as a matter of course, where they take possession of something in one spot, muck around with it, and then give it to somebody at the other end of a long set of travels, okay? And this is one of the things, I know we critique the post office quite a bit sometimes, but I, you know, I've had friends say, but Steve, you understand that you can take a letter, stick it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, down in Key West, and have a pretty good feeling that it's going to show up in Anchorage, Alaska, a couple days later, and it's going to get there in one piece. And that's going to cost you less than a dollar to do that, to get that piece of paper, not a fax, not a Xerox, not a PDF, not an email, not a photo, the actual thing, the thing. And think of all the hands it goes through and the machines it goes through and the sorting centers it goes through and the trucks and airplanes. But the point is that all happens to it. So there is an ecosystem of the Postal Service. Once it enters that ecosystem, it becomes mail, okay? And then as it travels through there, it's protected by federal statute. And then it remains within that ecosystem up until the moment it actually gets put into somebody's mailbox. Again, that's the mailbox of mine that you cannot destroy with an aluminum baseball bat or a wooden bat if you're an old school bat swinger, okay? So that's the point, is that the law protects the mails in the mail system. And just because you put it in an envelope and stuffed it underneath the seat of your car, it's not mail. It's not mail. And as I've pointed out to other people, if you really think that's true, put some postage stamps in the front door of your house. And when the cops show up and knock, you go, hey, you can't come in here. This building is mail. And I know some people are going to see this absurd. So is the idea that you can take an envelope and address to yourself and stick it underneath the seat of your car and think that that's mail. It's not mail, okay? It's an envelope with a stamp on it. It becomes mail when you put it into the system. That's why the law protects whenever someone takes any letter, postal card, or package out of a post office or out of an authorized depository or from a letter or mail carrier or one which has been in any post office or authorized depository or is in the custody of a letter or mail carrier before it has been delivered to the person to whom it is directed. And if they do that with design to obstruct the correspondence or to pry into the business of another, or if they open, secrete, embezzle, or destroy the same, that's when you get fined. That's when you've broken the law. But you can't say, oh no, I'm going to turn this into mail by simply sticking an envelope and putting a stamp on it. And that's the law. So as I've said before, if you think there's another law out there that supersedes these or explains this further and actually will protect the mail before you get it into the system, don't just say, I heard it from a friend of mine or I saw it in an episode of The Streets of San Francisco. I want to see the site. The site should look like 18 USC section number, and there should be a section number where you can point this to me. I'd love to see the site because I don't think there is one. But I will tell you one other funny thing. Is as I was studying this, I came across a Supreme Court case called Schmuck versus U.S. I'm not making this up. 1989 case where a gentleman who was selling used cars, after which he'd rolled the odometers on them, allegedly, was sued by the, or was taken to court by the authorities. And somewhere along the line, they charged him with mail fraud because they pointed out that when the titles were going back and forth with the altered information on them, they were passing through the mails. And one of the things that he was charged with was mail fraud. Now, obviously, rolling odometers is a federal offense also, but I'm not sure it was a federal offense when he did this because I believe the odometer statute was passed in the 1980s, and this is also a 1980s court case, so there may have been a problem there. But the funny thing is that they got this guy for mail fraud, for mailing and working in a scheme that involved having odometer statements being sent through the mail, and those odometer statements contained fraudulent information. But I was hoping that it would actually define what constitutes mail, but it didn't. But I of course, just like the case because it's Schmuck versus U.S., 489 U.S. 705, and the case came out in 1989. If you're interested in that, you can look it up. But again, the idea that you can get protection from the Postal Service by sticking something in an envelope to yourself and putting a stamp on it and putting it in your own car and then doing nothing else beyond that is actually more of an urban legend or an old wives' tale. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.